leaks from the unforgiving temperatures outside. Unforgiving, if you're a pangling, that is. Adult Galapagos penguins only cope by doing something the chicks can't yet do. They take a dip. The adults plunge into cool waters that have travelled all the way from the Antarctic. Who says penguins can't fly? There's lots of food here, as schools of fish are drawn to the shelter of these rocky, volcanic shores. While the parents are out fishing, their chicks are home alone. Back in the lava tube, there's something creeping around. A Sally Lightfoot crab has penguin on its mind. It's dark, so the crab can't be sure exactly what it's up against. This time it's taken on more than it can handle. Had the encounter been just a few days earlier, the outcome might have been very different. Crabs are major predators of baby penguins. Far to the west, in the Solomon Islands, lives an animal that depends on another characteristic of volcanoes for its survival. Heat. Meet the megapode, also known as the incubator bird. Megapodes work hard to find the perfect spot to lay their egg. And thanks to this island's volcanic springs, that spot is just a foot or two below the sand, where the temperature is an ideal 33 degrees. But some megapodes don't seem as keen to dig as others. And this can sometimes lead to fights. With the dispute finally settled, the victor lays an egg and covers it with sand. Parenting over, the megapode leaves the time-consuming job of incubation to the volcano. While the megapode thrives on a volcano's heat, back in Hawaii, there's a creature that thrives on the exact opposite. This is Mauna Kea.